Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. All glory to you, our precious Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, you're seeking, searching us. And Lord, not in any kind of judgment, because there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So I know that what you're searching for, Lord, is more love. Receive of me, children. Grow up to the mighty sons of God. Oh, Lord, I'm so grateful that, God, you're dealing with hearts this morning. We're all in the balance. God, help us not to, one of us to think we've already achieved or apprehended it in any way, shape, or form. Yes, we're now the sons of God. Yes, we're seated in the heavens with Christ. Yes, right now our citizenship is in heaven. But Lord God, you said that seek, reach, press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, you've set it out before us. We know that there is nothing that we could bring, God, that you've put across our hearts in your word to be found only in you, your righteousness, that we are your workmanship alone. God, thank you for the all-sufficient grace. And Lord, give it to us today. Let us apprehend it to believe your word. God, let us become more like you. Help us to grow in faith in believing the word of God. Help us to quit being unruly children. God, to put away the childish ways and to grow up. Grow up into the Lord of all, that the life that you put in us, the seed that remaineth, and all of its potential. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Matthew chapter 20. And then you can also put your finger in John chapter 4. Matthew 20 and verse 20. It says, then came to him, this is then came to Jesus, the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left, and in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. And he saith unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Now listen to that. For it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Now, brothers and sisters, this is my Father. This is your Father. And I'm so thankful today that this is some exciting stuff, that, praise God, there is a divine plan. There is a divine plan in the offering for you and for me. We read in this word of God that we are vessels prepared afore unto glory. Now, some call this a place or a position. But I am going to tell you, I prefer to look to the Word of God. And He tells us that it's ranks, it's companies, it's one star that differeth from another in glory, it's every man in his own order. John chapter 4, verse 21. We have another sweet woman. And he said that Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father, ye worship ye know not what. I see a pattern of not knowing. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. The Father seeketh such to worship Him. The ones that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, I'll tell you what, you talk about those that are going to fill the hollows of the heights of heaven. These are they, brothers and sisters, the ones that worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we'll cut right to the chase. We're talking about the bride, the Lamb's wife. We're talking by God's grace of the four living ones that are seen there in Revelation 4. Oh yes, we do preach about Revelation in this place. It's not a book of the Bible for some other time. It's about now. And praise be to God for the gospel preached by Paul. If you ever want to understand Revelation, you need to receive and understand the message of Paul. Matter of fact, that goes for all the rest of the Bible as well too. You ever want to have a vision of the Old Testament? Understand the vision that was given to Paul. A chosen vessel unto me. The prophets wanted to look into this stuff. The angels too. They wrote about it, they spoke about it, but it wasn't for them, it was unto us. And it was given to Paul, the chief of sinners. Can you imagine that? I think God really knew what He was doing. Let's just take the worst of the bunch of them so nobody can compare themselves amongst themselves. Oh, I'm worse than this one, or that one's better than this. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to take the chief of sinners. The one that had the most marks against him. The one that went totally in self to try to attain favor with the Father. And I'm going to show you what. He's the chosen vessel unto me. You got a chance. Oh, hallelujah. He's the one that I'm going to bring that precious, glorious gospel through. The grace, brothers and sisters, to have eyes enlightened to understand. To understand and to know the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ so much that it just began with, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. It just began with that precious salvation. I see that you died on the cross for me. But to take you all the way through and to say, oh honey, I've got Son glory in mind for you. I've got a place in the midst of my throne that I see that my Father wants to give you. That this is His whole desire. This is why He's carved out this time. This is why He's so patiently waiting in such long suffering. He's seeking and searching for that goodly pearl. Oh, yes, He is. And He wants it to be you. He wants us to enter into this fellowship. But brothers and sisters, this is what's so incredible here. We're talking about the place in the midst of the throne with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And praise God, we're in it today. And we're here by His grace to preach the gospel of Christ. And I read these texts and there's something common, and we kind of already touched it, but it said that these women did not know. Sweet women. Praise God, worshiping women. But they did not know something. And brothers and sisters, if we stay in the realm of we did not know, without a vision, the people perish. I will tell you emphatically, neutral you cannot be. A child of God either goes one way or the other. You either increase, praise God, in Him, or you're going to increase in self and go down. We know that. You either feed on the Word of God and feed that inner man and understand it's Christ that liveth in me and grow up into him in all things, or you remain a child. And it's sad, brothers and sisters. I'm so thankful to God. I look at families in this place. I look at moms and dads. And praise God the things that they try to benefit their children with. Getting them into sports and music lessons and get them into the best of schools that they can and encourage them in their grades and homework and all of those things. Commendable stuff, brothers and sisters. And you would be wrong not to try to nurture your child that way. But how much more the things of God? How much more the things that are forever? How much time again are we investing, brothers and sisters, in the truth and love in our households and in our children? But brothers and sisters, we're here to hit it hard. And I'm so thankful that we can hit it hard today because, you know what, we got a passionate God. He loves us and he's always after us. And we can be vessels by his grace to be encouraged to help. Can you imagine? To be useful to the husband? That's a vessel. Brothers and sisters, we are being encouraged of the Lord today to really face things. And the thing that I'm facing is, why don't we know? We're in an age, brothers and sisters, the Word of God says that we are without excuse. We are in an age, brothers and sisters, where God has brought us into the Holy of Holies. We are in an age, brothers and sisters, when we know it is the will of God that we know. I would that all men be saved and come to the full, complete, intimate, exact knowledge of the truth. So why don't we know? Unbelief. We don't know because we choose not to know. We choose it, brothers and sisters. Oh, I've heard people say, well, you know what, I grew up this way. I could blame my tradition. I could blame a religion. I could even be like this one mom we just read about. She had some good thoughts. Commendable things. Oh, it's commendable for her to want her sons on each side of Jesus, you would say. But brothers and sisters, we best not be looking to our good thoughts. We better not be looking to our sunshine, roses, and happy rainbows that we think that we're thinking of. We best look to the Word of God. That's where we always get off. That's the problem. Is our fellowship in the gospel of Christ, or is it going to be in what we think is right? When we go with what we think is right, we might have a few hundred people in this place today, and we're going to have more than a few hundred thoughts. Because you'll even confuse yourself. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Here's the mind of Christ. It's the Word of God. And praise God, it works in love, brothers and sisters. But we have to know this. We get like this mom that had some syrupy thoughts, brothers and sisters. That's what's running around rampant in Christianity today, are ones with syrupy thoughts. And I'll tell you what, they'll syrupy thought you out of the best of what God has for you. They will claim, oh, everybody's going to heaven at the same time. Didn't you know that? Didn't you know that all God's people are going to be in the bride of Christ? Oh, that just sounds so good to me. That means we can just come on in and we don't even have to preach the Word of God. We're all children of the King. We've accepted Christ as Savior. So if we're all going to have His best, we can just get in here and sing until a few over here pass out. And we can hold hands and have coffee and donuts until we all need to join Weight Watchers. I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking. And to be honest with you, I don't want to know. I want to know what the Spirit saith. All right. I think we have some attention now by God's grace. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. those things I just said about everybody arriving in heaven at the same time and that everybody's going to be in the bride of Christ, those are lies and distortions of the truth of the gospel. And by God's grace, they will not be preached in this place. And by God's grace, brothers and sisters, we are going to stand, withstand, and having done all to stand, because they will defeat you from God's best. I am not here to preach a message to try to get thousands to flock in here. I pray that they would if they're after the things of God and the whole counsel of God and the rightfully divided truth. I will search the scriptures with you to see that these things are so. We can search the things of the Lord together in the Word of God, and I'm happy to spend that time. But once we start bringing in man's mind, man's religions, man's traditions, there's the door. There's the door. It's too vital. This is too precious. This is Christ and Him crucified we're talking about. This is the plan of the Father. This is the age, praise God, that He is seeking, as we read, the true worshiper that worships Him in spirit and in truth. And God help it. And God help us if we wouldn't be of those people that would encourage one another to go on in. Go on into the whole counsel of God. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. We can know. We can know. And more importantly, we should know. And you know why? Because it's the will of God. It is the will of God. It's the will of God, it says in His Word, that we know of the doctrine. Epaphras in Colossians 4:12 prayed that we would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. I wonder where you've heard that before. It wasn't of Epaphras, it wasn't of Jesse. It's the Spirit of the Lord. And I pray fervently that we stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. So, you know what I'm asking for, brothers and sisters? Grace. I'm asking for grace. I'm asking for grace to win Him. I'm asking for grace to apprehend that which we have been apprehended of Christ Jesus. I'm asking for grace to give me a heart that wants the first trump rapture by any means. Amen? If by any means you mean that, excuse me, does Christ in you mean that? Now I know what the answer is. Amen? Amen. How about asking for the grace to be in the Church of Philadelphia? How about asking for the grace, Lord, if I could be in that company of the four living ones? I'm not trying to preach deep today, brothers and sisters. You couldn't do it. I pray if these are things that, some of these things that you have not heard, I know that the Spirit can give you an urgency to know them. To want to know this. Because I'm telling you, if you're a child of God here today, this is who the Father sees you to be. This is His plan for you. He didn't bring anybody or allow anybody to come to the face of this earth. Don't get what a lot of that devil's doctrine is. Well, He predestinated some for heaven and some for hell. Your Father is no respecter of person. And it says, whom He foreknew. He knows hearts. Yes, He does. He knows all. And the one thing that He knew is that His Son would have all the power to save. Isn't that wonderful? And whom He foreknew. Thank you, Jesus, that it still all had to come out. His Son was still going to have to walk that way. He was going to have to become sin for us who knew no sin. There was nothing to get around that. So let me tell you something. It was important enough to God that I'm going to send Him that all men be saved. That's my plan. If you'll have it, if you'll want it, it doesn't matter where you're born. It doesn't matter what household you grew up in. I would that all men be saved, know the Word of God, and come to the full, exact, intimate knowledge. That's what that word knowledge is, of the truth. Are we listening today? I pray we are. This is sincere. He's dealing with us, brothers and sisters, by grace to be those ones, as the one that was showing the Apostle John around heaven. Do you recall that story in Revelation? The Apostle John, who laid his head on Jesus' breast, heard his little heartbeat, big heartbeat, talked with him, walked with him, and yet there was the Apostle John being showed in heaven, and that Apostle John kept falling down and worshiping that brother that was showing him around heaven. Oh, that's the man. By God's grace, that's the man I hope to be. I glory in that man. Christ in you, the hope of glory. All right. Now, what are you asking him for? Oh, I talk to a lot of folks. You know what they usually ask? Oh, I want to be a good servant of the Lord. And I listen there a while, and once in a while they say, well, what do you want to be? A king? Shocks them every time. How dare you say something like that? He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Do you know your Bible? He said, I've made them priests and kings. I see something into that, and by God's grace, I'm saying, Lord, I want to be a king. Listen to the Revelation study, and maybe you'll see that too. But again, it's not by me, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen? God help us not to be puffed up in anything that we might see, because you know what? Those were His eyes of understanding that He had to give us. Amen? Amen. Well, I want to be a king. And that might make some people squirm. What do you mean by that? Well, I'll tell you what I mean by that. I mean, how long are we going to question Galatians 4:1? God's having us come back to that over and over and over, brothers and sisters. It's so precious. In Galatians 4:1, it says that the child of God has been born, the seed that remaineth. His right, his birthright, is Lord of all. Lord of all. What don't you want to get about that? What don't you want to believe about that? Your self-righteousness will help keep you from believing that. Your self-righteousness will say, oh, I just want to be a servant. I want to be a king. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. I know I've just gone too far for you, but you've already come today, so stay with me. Now, brothers and sisters, He's made you Lord of all if you're a child of God. That's the Word of God. That's not me trying to give you some flowery thought. Read the Word of God. Go read the 4th chapter of Galatians. Go read Paul's epistles. And I believe if you'll ask the Lord, He'll reveal it to you. But all that potential, brothers and sisters, is wasted if we choose to remain a child. And you'll choose to remain a child, and He'll allow you to remain a child if that's all you want. But if you remain a child, it says in that portion of Scripture that you will operate as nothing more than a servant. That's exactly what you will have. Brothers and sisters, that servant, that child, is the place of the innumerable multitude. You'll read about the innumerable multitude in Revelation 7. And it's right there. And yes, brothers and sisters, I will tell you, that is most of God's precious people. And I'll remind you of who they are. They're the ones that are out trying to baptize the world right now. They're the ones that are living right now in a kingdom age that has not come yet. I'm here to preach you the gospel of Christ. I'm not trying to hear to tell you that in any way, shape, or form, any one of us are better because of something that we know. Because knowledge puffs up and love edifies. But the truth is important. It's vital. It's everything. The word of his grace. See, that's what we're talking about. Because it was grace that saved you, but to put you in the midst of the throne with him as a joint heir, as his wife, is grace that just blew my mind. But he lets you know very clearly that it is the word of his grace that builds you up. That's not you puffs you up. That's talking about Christ in you to grow you up, to cause you to go from that Shulamite sister in the Song of Solomon. See, she can't get married. She has no breasts. She's just a little thing. She can think about marriage. There was a little teeny one back there. It was so sweet the other day. I think she might even not even be 2 years old. And there she was running around, and her mommy was laughing at her. I'm going to get married. I'm going to get married. I said, Mom, I'm going to pray for you. But it was such a perfect type. Her mom and dad, I'll tell you what, I especially know her mom and dad, they are not going to let her get married right now. That's not going to happen. Because she's not mature enough. She's not ready. But the Shulamite sure is. And you read about her description. She's stunning. She's beautiful from every direction. She's so symmetric in every way, shape, and form that the king is so ravished. He says, honey, it's all yours. What do you want? And if it's all yours, what do you want? Just take it. Do you believe the word of God? It's too good not to believe. It's too real to waste your time with something else. Everything else are just pretty rainbows that fade away. Temporal happenings, happiness that fades. Your money, your bank account, your job, your prestige, your looks, your strength. It all comes to an end. Shoot, that one great leader, he said, oh, get me my boots. That's how bad it got. He was dying. The moment I take my last breath here, I'm going to be stepping into an inheritance. And it's not in doubt. It's assured. Oh my. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason that these ones follow baptizing the world right now. The reason that these ones will come at you and say, oh my goodness, we're in this kingdom age and we've got to get out there. It's because they're not rightfully dividing the word of God. They're not following Paul as he followed Christ. Brother Paul even made it known, I came not to baptize. How much clearer could it be? You know, you do have to get saved to go on to the deep things of God, though. I want you to understand that. But he said, I came not to baptize. I came to preach the gospel of Christ. And he did. See, brothers and sisters, this is the time for the word of his grace to be preached. It's not quantity time yet. It's not. It's quality time. And the Bible makes it very clear, he's seeking the goodly pearl. He's not seeking in your life wood, hay, and stubble. He's not seeking that. He's seeking gold, silver, and precious stone. He's not dealing with the camp right now. He's dealing with the ones that'll come unto me without the camp. He's not dealing with Rebecca's entire family right now. He's dealing with Rebecca. I could go over and over throughout the Word of God and I could encourage you so greatly in it. But believe him. Believe him now. See, brothers and sisters, the innumerable multitude, you know what? They sought being a servant down here. And in heaven, that's what awaits. Now, I don't want you to get to thinking, oh my goodness, those poor fellas, they're just going to be serving and working and all that. Oh, no, 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 no. It's a type. It's a place. And if you read about them in Revelation 7, you know what they're doing in heaven? They got palms in their hands. They're waving palms. And it says that they even arrive there, brothers and sisters, that tears have to be wiped from their eyes. Now, I know in heaven there's not going to be any crying, sorrow. There's not going to be any of that. But I'm going to tell you what, you know that you miss God's best. And let me tell you something. Ones that miss God's best, and God forbid I miss His best, they'll know. And there'll be a lot of crying. There'll be a lot of tears. And my heart would hurt for anybody. My heart would grieve. God, this was laid out for me. This great grace was there to take. And it wasn't for anything for me to do, but for you to do in me. Christ in you, Son, is the hope of glory. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. I'm telling you, the best is for the taking right now. And I don't know about you, but I like to have a good time. I really do. I like to have fun. And we're talking eternity. I really want to have fun. I want to have the best that's out there. And by God's grace, He says, Son, I'm offering you right now the place to get into the exceeding riches of my grace. Well, I want it because of the grace of God. And I want Him. And you know, I believe that when we want, by God's grace, Him, that's the beginning of loving His appearing, brothers and sisters. I'm so thankful to God for that. And you know what? He loves me so much that I hear His word and I know His voice. Not because of me, but He said, my sheep know my voice. I'm sheep. How about you? You sheep? Then you know the voice of the Lord. And you hear the voice of the Lord, but are you heeding to the voice of the Lord? What will you do with Jesus? And brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful that in knowing His voice and hearing His word, He's told me, son, get excited. Get excited about all these things. Get excited about ruling and reigning jointly together with me. Get excited about being glorified together with me. Now, brothers and sisters, that's not a bad thing. Yes, it is Him. It's all Him. But this is what Him wants. And you know what? This is what makes Him happy. And I don't know about you, but I want to make my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ happy. And if that makes Him happy, I want it. I want to rejoice in it because it gives Him glory. Because it gives Him honor and praise. Because it's to the praise of the glory of His grace. Amen? Every one of us knowing here today, we have no right, absolutely no right at all, even to heaven itself, in ourself. How in the world could we ever think that we could rule jointly with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Oh my goodness. That's why most will say they think in their own humility, oh, I just want to get there by the skin of my teeth. If I just get there, that's good enough for me. Well, maybe for you, but it's not for Him. He didn't give His life just to save you. That was the beginning. Brothers and sisters, in closing, I pray we want this. Pray today in Jesus' name, Lord, let me want this. Really? Do you know it just says to ask and you'll receive? And if you ask according to His will, do you know how ready He is to give you that? Lord, I believe and Lord, I receive. How about even asking, Lord, not that I just want this, but Lord, help me to pant after this. More than anything. Even if it was a time in my life where, Lord, I did pant after this, and you know, it's kind of faded a little bit. Lord, let it be renewed. Let it be renewed in such a way that I can't even remember what, that wasn't panting, now this is panting. You know what I'm saying. Brothers and sisters, we don't have much more time. We don't. And we need to know these things. And by God's grace, we need to rejoice in these things. And not just on paper. Not just because I hear it from the pulpit, but because I hear the Spirit speak to me. And the Spirit's speaking to you today. And He is. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to all of us. Because it's the Word of God. And that's all the Spirit can do. See, the Spirit doesn't speak things that aren't the Word of God. I know that right then and right there, that ain't the Spirit. That's an evil one. But the Spirit always speaks the Word of God. And He always speaks it in love. Because that's all the Spirit is. He takes the love of God and He sheds it abroad in your heart. He makes it alive. And dear ones, I'm telling you, He's speaking to us today, and you know what He's telling you? This is yours. This is yours. Not somebody across the way, not my mom or dad that I see it in, not the elder or the pastor or whatever it is. This is yours. And it's time to go on in and understand that God has prepared it. The Father has prepared it. Go on in. Believe Him. You are well able. You are well able. By God's grace, this isn't a pep talk. I'm telling you who Christ is in you. You are more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. There's nothing hard for God. If He be for you, who could be against you? You can't even be against you. Go on in. We are well able. Well able. Well able to take it. In Jesus' name. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank You again. Lord, we know that where we're gathered in Your name, You're here in the midst. And thank You, God, that we gather in the name of Jesus. And Lord, You've dealt with us this morning. Lord, it's always in Your love. I thank You again for bringing us here today and, Lord, feeding us. Lord, thank You that we drink from the fountain that never runs dry. Lord, help us to make that move. Help each and every life here today to reflect even for a moment. What is my life about? Lord, what am I going after? What is the most important thing that I'm trying to know? And as You have called out in Your Scripture, to know Me and to know the love of Christ. We give You the thanks, honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.